You're listening to the Smart Money Minute with Apple Kreider.
Uber has officially launched their incubator. So what does this mean and who is this for? Well, if you guys don't know what an incubator is, this is not like a thing that you put an egg in and the egg hatches. This is a startup incubator or a business incubator. And if you don't know what that means, basically it's a company or a space that provides services such as mentorship, office space, expertise, training to entrepreneurs to help them get their business off of the ground in sort of a high pressure, fast-paced environment. So Uber is officially launching theirs. It has existed before, but they're kind of now announcing that it actually does exist. So basically what it's going to be doing is, yeah, supporting and providing resources to employees, both employees and non-employees, actually. So you don't have to be an Uber employee to take advantage of this. But what they're looking for is for people to come in and build on top of the Uber platform. So they're bringing in people who have these ideas of, okay, I want to build this innovation on top of the system that Uber already has, all of their data, all of their processes, and I want to build something on top of that. So to me, this really tells me that Uber is really trying to expand horizontally across transportation as a whole. So obviously they're getting into the scooter game, as all of the ride sharing companies are at this point. But I see this as they're making a really, really big effort to horizontally expand and really be the go-to player when it comes from getting from point A to point B. And case in point, Transit, capital T Transit, is an innovation that actually came out of Incubator. And if you don't know what Transit is, essentially, Transit is a solution to help you use public transportation through the Uber app. So I actually was able to use this when I was in Denver just a few weeks ago. Denver is one of the first places where they're rolling this out. So within the Uber app, one of the options you have from getting from point A to point B is public transportation. Now, as of right now, you can't actually pay for public transportation through the Uber app, but it is integrated with all of the public transit in Denver at this point. But then they're going to be rolling that out to more cities and municipalities, so that instead of using like Google Maps or actually looking at a bus schedule, you can just do everything from your Uber app and decide, okay, do I want to get an Uber there? Do I want to take a scooter there? Do I want to do public transit? Do I want to walk there? So they're going to have all of these different transportation options all within their apps, that you just go to their app and it'll tell you the best way to get from point A to point B, given how much time you have and how much money you want to spend. Now, I have to say, Transit was really, really useful when I was in Denver, because I was trying to be there pretty frugally. It was just me and my significant other, so we wanted to see the town, get the experience. So we did end up taking public transportation a couple times. But it was good to be able to see, like, okay, how much is an Uber going to cost? How long is it going to take to bus there? So that was, I really like that. And if there's more innovations like this coming out of Uber's incubator, I am totally all for it. Another one that came out of there is swappable Jump batteries. So Jump scooters, that's an Uber company. They have these swappable batteries that they're going to be putting in centralized areas across cities, so that a lot of times, like you get later on in the day, the scooters are all dead and you can't really use them to get anywhere. They're going to have these stations where you can just swap out the battery yourself. And then instead of people having to come by and pick up every scooter to charge it, they can just replace all of the batteries in these centralized vending machines for batteries. So I thought that was really, really cool. That's an issue that I run into a lot when I'm in a bigger city, when I want to see the city and it's late at night and I want to grab a scooter. A lot of times, a lot of them are dead. They're all picked up to be charged and you can't really use them to get anywhere late at night. So I really like this. I think it's going to make this more practical, especially later in the day as a lot of the scooters get to dying. Now, one last thing I want to throw in here when it comes to Uber is that a lot of the drivers are still making less than minimum wage, and Uber is still under a ton of fire for that. Now, they have said that they are going to be rolling out some tools like a fare estimation tool that's going to help drivers estimate how much money they're going to be making from these different fares and from driving in general in different cities. So that's probably a step in the right direction, but Uber is still fighting very, very hard to make sure that their drivers remain as independent contractors and not employees of Uber, because when they do that, there's a lot less regulations in terms of like how much they have to pay people and stuff like that, and how many hours they have to give them, all that good stuff. So Uber's fighting hard to maintain their drivers as independent contractors. I think they'll probably stay as independent contractors, but it's going to be good to hopefully see Uber take some real initiative in providing them with both better sort of working environments, and then also making sure they're getting compensated for the time that they're spending driving. Just seeing these guys making next to nothing for driving, seeing all the wear and tear in vehicles, it's just not a great situation. A couple of years ago, I used to be pretty active in the driving space for these different apps as independent contractors. And I can tell you, sometimes you're making a lot of money, but sometimes you really, really aren't. So it's going to be interesting to see how they decide to resolve this, if they decide to resolve this. But that is it for Uber. Just to recap, they have this incubator that's pumping out some really, really cool things across all aspects of transportation. I'm all about it. But let me know what you guys think about what Uber is doing, what they're up to, and what the future of Uber holds. Hope you guys enjoyed it. I'll see you tomorrow.